She had blue eyes, skinny thighs, the prettiest hair. Down to her waist, short skirts is what she would wear. She ain't need no makeup, her face was perfect. Too bad everybody only liked the surface. She had a hard time at home. People thought her popular, but she was really alone. No sisters or brothers or even a phone. All she had was her daddy getting by with loans. But he didn't save it. He would satiate his craving every week at the liquor store, trying to remember more of the face of his late wife. But in this race, he forgot that his daughter needed raising. Guess he thought he'd live twice. She kept it all inside, cause who the fuck would listen? Was until junior year that I acknowledged her existence. Tried to learn a bit about her, but she was so resistant. In the first conversation we had, but I was persistent. I didn't know why she chose to stay inside her shell. I made sure she knew she was fine as hell. She said she didn't think anybody cared about her. I said there ain't a lot of caring people around you. I asked her for a number, she said she didn't have it. She would've if it wasn't for her daddy's fucking habit. So I told her when it's lunch we should get to know each other. And we ended up doing that every day till summer. Good thing I didn't have friends for myself, cause Lena really needed help with her mental health. After a month or two she told me about her deep thoughts. When she walked across a bridge she usually thought about jumping off. I promised I would stay right by her side. You ain't done nothing wrong, so you got nothing to hide. We became best friends by the end of that year, and for the first time I saw her smile ear to ear. Summer passed, I helped Lena stay strong. I told her I could come over whenever she want. We talked so much we forgot what we talked about, but we could only talk about shit when her daddy was out, which was often. So by the end Lena wasn't lost, and I realized I gave her my heart so it softened. We promised ourselves that we would never fall in love, but I couldn't watch her go another year without a dove. I had been working at Dominic's Pizza, and I planned on getting myself a new piece, but I knew she wanted to be in the click of her own. So I saved up all my cash and I bought her a phone. Yeah, it was a BlackBerry, but she appreciated it. Clearly tears falling down her face. I said next time it'll have Siri. All she did was ask, how can I pay you back? I said go make some motherfucking friends before this year is past. That's exactly what she did. Before long she was talking to strangers on a whim. Eventually her phone was overflowing with digits. Before I knew it, I hadn't talked to Lena in a minute. December came around, she found a group of friends. I noticed she was spending all the time with them, but I didn't butt in cause I thought it was for the best. But not talking to Lena put a pain in my chest and made it hard to rest. I still ain't had a crew, so all my dumb ass had to do was put my trust in this girl to the fucking test. And I kept telling myself she would send a fucking text. I couldn't accept, I had a desperate mindset. I lost track of the school year. By the time I snapped back I was yelling the fool's cheer. Promise finally here, and I was so excited to ask Lena, may I please have this dance, my dear? I saw her in the hall, so I thought it was time to check in. I hadn't looked her in the eye since December ended. She walked past me with that click of hyenas, looked me up and down and turned around like I ain't seen her. I was mad as fuck, but I made a realization. I gave her too much time, so why should I give her my patience? Next day I asked a pretty girl from Spanish 101 to come with me to the prom, and she said yes just for fun. We showed up to the prom all drippy and such. Bought myself that piece after I saved my bucks. Me and my date were dancing, even though she didn't know how. But it was fine to me, cause I could still be romantic. One of the hyenas came up to her with semantics. He whispered in her ear a thing I told Lena last year about my weird fear, but I won't say it here. Point is, he made her think I'm crazy and she fucking disappeared. I didn't know what happened in the moment till I saw Lena cross the floor with her friends while they gloated. And she looked at me like, I don't give a shit about you. So I just left the fucking hall before they knew it was the truth. Why'd you leave, Lena? Why'd you go? I need you now, like you needed me before.